It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I have that here somewhere. I'll never find it. Oh, here it is. There it is. Thanks, Morgan. Ooh. Hi. It's just one of those. It's a short week, sort of because of the Labor Day Monday, but It is feeling like another long one. Just a lot. There's just a lot happening. It's great.
We're back in, you know, school's back in. There's a lot going on. It's John's birthday.
Oh, boy, this is all happening. How are we going to handle it all? Scott Capurro's coming in today. So he'll come in and, he had a big show this past weekend.
Yeah.
Right near my house, actually.
Oh, how was it?
I didn't go.
What do you mean?
COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he was supposed to come on and promote the thing.
Yeah.
So I guess we could ask him how that went. It's a little, you know.
Well, he's got a,
you know, him. He's a little miffed because we can't be there to promote it for him.
Right, for his expectations, his needs.
Right, exactly. But anyway, he's going to roll in at about 8 o'clock this morning. So looking forward to talking to him today. Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. It's happening at the end of September in New York, and we'd love to send you there. Here's how you win. Get the Odyssey app. It's free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Log into it and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, and you'll get a daily entry. Then you get a chance to win a trip for two to Odyssey's We Can't Survive concert, a round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and a meet-and-greet with Benson Boone.
Which is big.
It is.
You might not know that,
it's big,
but it's big. It's really big.
Right. It is funny. Gee, that just last year, he was like a baby band. I'm like, who? Then I started hearing that song and went, oh, that's, wow.
All these years, it's been that thing where you hear someone's looking for the easy way up. And that was the rap on American Idol. Although, if the only great singer they got was Kelly Clarkson, it would be a success.
Yeah. And
they've gotten a few good ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Who's the country girl, Courtney?
I can't believe you just took the reef when you said Courtney. It says start with a C.
Yeah. Mm. Kathleen. No.
Carrie Underwood.
Yes. There's another one.
Yep.
Big shot.
Yep.
Really big. Like
Jennifer Hudson. Didn't even win.
Right.
And is it huge?
J-Hud doing a talk show. I don't know if that's still going.
I don't know if it is either.
Whatever.
But there's a few.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many that we're forgetting.
Anyway, the new ones that are coming up through TikTok, same rap, like, oh, these guys. Well, Benson Boone's for real, man.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pulled it off. I give him a lot
of
credit.
Talented people find ways to put themselves in front of you, and then things happen for them. And some talented people are like, that's a sellout. And then guess what? We don't see them.
There is that person that will say, I am an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Okay, don't.
Yeah, don't. Exactly.
Watch Benson Boone speed right past you.
Right. Yeah, you want it or you don't. Who wants to be a rock star? You do? Okay, great. Here's five ways to do that in this day and age.
Go Benson Boone.
Okay, I'm going to start with, honestly, this is something that I've given a lot of thought to. We've talked about it a bunch of times on the show, and I definitely have my theories, as everyone does, but I'm interested to hear it out of his mouth. Jamie Foxx was about halfway through production on a Netflix movie called Back in Action in April of 2023 when something happened on set. And he went away for months.
And was that the movie that he was with Cameron Diaz in?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was this past January. So what is that? 9 months ago when they were spotted filming on it again. And he'd been seen here and there and more towards, because there are a few months where it was like, oh no, something has like their circle of people went dark. There was no word from him.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought the worst. Remember the rumors that were around, like he can't talk, he's this, he's that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just sounded like a massive stroke. So whatever happened to him,
he didn't help it either.
No.
At all.
He even said, I'll tell you what happened, but I'm going to do it my way and I'm going to do it in a stand-up special.
Oh, okay.
So now it's time for the stand-up special.
Got it.
So this new movie, the Back in Action, it's called, ironically, because he is now. He suffered this medical complication, spent a number of months out of the public eye. He and Cameron Diaz, co-star, were seen filming again back in January, and Netflix announced late last month that the film will start streaming on Netflix in January of 2025.
Okay.
So I don't know how far delayed it was, but I assume a year. So if you're interested, you'll get to see it then. However, he is going to do a few shows. These are, let's see, he's going to do 3 nights in Atlanta, October 3rd through the 5th. And I believe that is where he's filming for this one-man show that they'll turn into a special. This is what people do now.
And they this book is a few where nights. He'll tell us what happened.
Apparently so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He says it's going to be an unforgettable one-man show. He will take the stage and share his journey through a serious health scare filled with humor, heart, and inspiration. That's what he wrote on Instagram. It's called One More Chance, An Evening with Jamie Foxx. So what happens with these, and I think it's kind of cool, right? So you've got your material worked out and you're going to do it. You're going to perform it. Mm-hmm. So they book a few nights in a row. They wear the same outfit all 3 nights.
Mm.
And they try the jokes. And then after the first night, they go, okay, we need you to get this angle and be on this mark for this next thing. There's someone directing this thing. And so by the third night, it runs smoothly and they use parts from all three. And he's dressed exactly the same each of the days. I guess you hope you don't have a big zit that breaks out on your face one of the days. Although I'm sure your brother could take care of that in post.
I'd like to think that he's, past that. But it happens. Sure. He's 60, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Let me look at his age. Jamie. I can't wait till someone is here to look this up for me. 56.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, but still.
Yeah. Yes.
Got it.
Right. And so he was, December is his birthday. So I guess he was like 54, 55 or I can't do math. I can't do birthday math when this thing happened to him. Young for a serious health thing.
Well,
like this.
I think that you and I in particular are hitting an age group when you pass 50 where you do start to have friends, that are having health complications or scares.
Or dying.
Or that as
it
well.
Happens.
Sure. So I think that
you're not guaranteed any of it.
I really do think most of us expect the 50s to go fine, but that is when you first start seeing some of those age related or things that you wouldn't expect to be early.
It really is a surprisingly, it reorders the way you feel about getting older because you're like, mm-hmm. Wow, this starts early. Even people who work out and are in great shape and have really taken care of themselves, you start to really notice some of the stuff that's coming for you. And you start to think about like I always think about my grandma's hands. My grandma had just those big swollen, she was my great grandma and she had a stroke. So from the time I was very little until I think she died when I was 14 or 15, I was old enough that she asked me if I had bled yet. That was awesome.
Oh.
Has she bled? Like, listen, witch. Don't ask me that in front of all my cousins are here.
Yikes.
Yeah. She was great though. Lillian Marie. But her knuckles, she was a craftsperson. She made hooked rugs and painted and did all the, I mean, she was one of those people. Like, I own rugs that she hand hooked, which is such a precious thing to have. Like an heirloom. Means nothing to anyone but me.
Right.
And she had this stroke, and then she had terrible arthritis, and her knuckles were just so gigantic. And I always, now that I'm in my 50s, I'm always like, is that coming for me? Like any little tweak with my hand, I'm like, oh no, what's happening?
Well, I think we seem to be aging better by far than previous generations. So that's partly the good news.
Right, but
I also,
miracles.
You know, and I try not to get, you know, my life information from memes, but one of them was something like, you know, it's a gift to grow old.
Yes.
Like change your attitude. Instead of being bitchy about it, remember that some of us don't get to, you don't all get to grow old.
That is a beautiful sentiment. It is true. It's not easy. Like it gets harder and harder, but every single day is a gift.
Oh, I saw a lady at Trader Joe's yesterday who clearly shrunk and clearly had like her posture had, she'd lost her, but she's out at Trader Joe's living.
Mm.
Good for her.
Yep.
Go shrinking hunchback old lady.
Right.
Go.
Keep going. Keep on trucking.
Yep.
Yep.
Keep going. Exactly.
Mm. Man, I'll tell you something. Looking back at my life, the 40s, that's the years.
They're good years.
They're really great years. Like if you're worried about turning 40 or you know who you are. You're fully grown. You're in yourself. You are who you are. And you're still physically capable. Like that's a great decade. And I actually love my 50s too. It's a reorder of how you feel about everything.
Well, I had kids late, but I'm soaking up every drip of these little kids. Every drip. Absolutely.
And you're in good years right now.
I'm in good years right now. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jamie Foxx, who had a major health scare, is going to be laying that all out in early October in Atlanta. And then they'll cut a special together and we'll all get to see it. So if you've been dying to know, I guess this is your chance. Do you remember Johnny Depp's old teeth? He went viral in 2019 because he just clearly was not taking care of his teeth.
He's one of those dudes who is so freaking good looking that I don't know if he's done that careless, I'm not going to take care of myself or do anything because I'm so beautiful that I don't have to. But yeah, he looked like his teeth. I don't know. What are you about to tell us? He has dentures now? Because that to me, or he had to get caps.
He got them fixed. I don't know what he got. So I don't have that info, but he's at some, what looks like tropical resort. And some person there is filming him as he's interacting with them. Like, oh, nice to meet you. Oh my God, Johnny Depp. And he's smiling and his teeth look great. Like, come and look at this and then I'll show you and by the way, he looks quite well rested. I gotta say. A little smooth through all the areas, but the teeth look fine. So
it almost looks like he's filtered.
Maybe, right? If it's I don't know. It's hard to tell. So these are his teeth in 2019 after so gross. And here they are in 2016. He had actually gotten some medals and things put on him when he was Jack Sparrow. Like he actually went for it and got.
Oh, and he got it done in real life.
Yes. And maybe to hide the fact that his teeth were falling apart because all that's removed now. And his teeth are just an even white line. So
that's an interesting angle, though. Is that what he was letting happen? I mean, it still sounds gross. And they could, you know, the magic of movie making. You don't have to stop brushing your teeth, Johnny, for the role. Mm-hmm. You could take care of your teeth and they could just
stopped brushing my teeth and I drank nothing but grog just to get into character.
But you know what? Even in that picture, he looks like he's had some drinks.
Yes, he does look like he's had some drinks. I'm looking at this picture of his teeth from back in 2019 and he's wearing a jacket with a vest, no tie, but like collared shirt. It's got like, it looks like he was laying down with a cat earlier that day. Like it's got like little bits of lint and dust and crap on it. And then it looks like he hasn't washed his hair in over a week. His hair looks greasy. His like sparse little ratty looking beard and or goatee and mustache situation or they don't look great. That he doesn't look like he's Botoxed at all. And his teeth are horrendous. It's like, how are you still that good looking with all that going
well,
on?
Well, I wonder, I'd love to talk to him and if he was the kind of person that seemed open to real questions. Yes. I'd love to ask him what it's like. What is that? You just
let it go because you could.
Years and years is your teeth don't just go brown like that.
No. And he did smoke and did love cappuccinos or espressos or whatever. I'm sure. But, you know, you could get that off a little Crest Ultra
White. I'll tell you, if I had met the greatest looking lady in the world with teeth like that, I wouldn't want to kiss her.
Mm. Well, you'd just think to yourself, that mouth seems like a disaster area.
Yeah, it's gross.
I put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so that you got to scroll way down to see the before pictures, but they're on there and you can see, you know, I would say that he looks like he's trying to put something back together to me. His skin looks really good in these photos. It looks like, you know, he doesn't have the crinkly lines between his eyebrows. So I guess he's Botoxing maybe. I don't know. He just has a nice glow to him. He's clearly done something with his teeth. Maybe just gave him a good brush.
Well,
but everything looks way better.
Financially, from what we've heard, he needs to get back to work.
Yes.
So.
Let me see what his net worth is currently.
Maybe that's what he's up to.
Net worth. They say he's worth about $150 million.
Well, that's pretty darn good.
But he used to be worth like $700 million.
Well, so, also, you know, they were talking. Remember all those lawsuits about the people who were saying, this guy spends money, the kind of money that is going to make him go down to bankrupt in no time.
He was worth over $650 million at the peak of his career, and he's down to $150 million, which I get it. These money numbers are just so dumb and ridiculous, and we say them as though they're normal. Oh, right. Yeah, he's only worth $150 million. Poor. But Jesus, that is compared to $650 million. Yikes.
Anyway, I don't know what I've had this flash of thought as you were discussing him and his teeth and the way he's not cared for himself. I heard this porn star one time saying like she got into it really young. You know what I mean?
Right.
Legally.
Right.
She got into it. But it was such easy money for her. There was a point where she started getting tattoos and she was saying it was my way of possibly getting out of the business. Like, they're not going to keep hiring me if I've got
a million tattoos.
But they kept hiring her and she kept going back because it's an easy score cash wise. Yeah. But you wonder if he wasn't torpedoing himself somewhere inside his head like that. I wish I could stop doing all these handsome roles or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on in that guy's head. Why? Yeah, why,
kind?
Dude? Can't you just pull out a toothbrush?
Well, at that point, it was going to take a little more than just a toothbrush, but you're right. I mean, just brush and brush night and morning and night. It's really all it takes for most people. Just have a little problem here or there, but you jump on it.
Anyway, Johnny.
Yeah. Hey, good. Good for you, Johnny.
I still haven't seen any of the pirate movies.
Oh, you should watch that first one with your daughter. It's fun. The older daughter. It's a good, I liked the first one. I really liked the second one. And by the time the third and whatever else, I don't know how many, the third one was a little too like dreamscapey for me.
So you were off it.
My kids though, they watched those, they would watch them. I don't know how many there are. I think maybe when they were little, there were only the three. They were in heavy rotation. They loved those movies. Loved them.
All right. I'll look into it. I know yesterday she goes, have you seen Deadpool? And I go, yeah, I have, and you're not seeing it anytime soon.
You need to be a little
older. Why? What is it? And I said, it's language, it's violence, and it's nudity.
Yeah.
It's sex. The three
that,
things.
That calendar that, girl thing, yeah, at the beginning, that is hot.
Mm, yeah, so.
It's happy looking sex.
It's a no.
Yeah.
Young Isla.
I'm going to leave you with this. I put this, this is people of a certain age. will be like, I play Minecraft all the time. Other people are like, yes, I've heard of that because I have kids of a certain age. Mm-hmm. Minecraft, my sister plays Minecraft. Like, Minecraft is a thing, and it's now a movie, and it's a pretty funny take on it. I watched the trailer this morning, Jack Black, Jason Momoa, and then there's a couple kids in this too. But it is all the blocks, and it's all the, it's just, it's
Wait a minute. So it's animated.
No. Well, it's live action, but the world, it has been created, but it looks real. But it's all blocks.
Like, can't wait to see it. I don't know how to imagine it.
Well, imagine a pink sheep made of blocks that actually, you know, I guess that part does look like a Pixar movie. You know, it's got that, but it looks as real as a pink block sheep can be.
Okay.
It's up, the Minecraft trailers at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page as well. It's, I went at one point during it. So good start. Plus I love Jack Black so much. And, Jason Momoa, it just has this weird, terrible wig on. That's worth a look, too. Anyway, enjoy that. It's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, but I'll tease you with the peak procrastination time of the week, some fast facts, and rush hours now an all-day thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're just talking about Chapel Run. Canceling a concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody being mad about it.
Well, it's understandable. I just don't think they felt her apology was apologetic enough.
Yes, well, I mean, how far do
Bend the knee and grovel in front of us?
Like, what would you mean?
I mean, that'd be great.
Would that make everything better? The Saturday morning special, just a little reminder, get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m. Saturday morning, the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Find great food and a friendly atmosphere at Jack's Restaurant and Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Locations in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. Visit ilovejacks.com to order online or for pickup. That's ilovejacks.com. Here's what's happening. That sounded weird. I don't know, I really understand what that was all about. I don't know that smoking hot is the term I want to use, considering we are a fire state.
Yeah,
so let's not go there, but it's going to be really hot today. The warm-up peaks today, and then tomorrow it'll tick down a couple degrees. Still hot tomorrow, though,
but nice.
Really hot. Triple digits in some of the spots that you darn well know of. NFL begins tonight. Kansas City at home versus Baltimore. It's on NBC.
There's a Sunday night football Friday night game.
There's a Friday night game tomorrow night. Green Bay versus Philadelphia. and it's in Brazil.
Of all things. It's also like the kickoff to the Sunday night football season. Such a strange...
Well, just, you know, we talked about this yesterday as we were discussing the prices for these teams. Sarah did a story about what these teams go for now.
The cruddiest team is $4
million. They're in the billions. And these guys, these early investors, they saw it. They knew they're part. These teams are part of the community. The young people love it so very much. Mm-hmm. They know every player, first and last name, and where they grew up. And it's become, and now with all the ways you can bet, the NFL prints money. And now what they're trying to do is bring it to other locations. What?
In 1989, Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys for...
I don't
even... $140 million.
There's the guy.
They are now the first football franchise over $10 billion. Like, I don't even know. Is that just like a million time return? Like, I don't even know what
that is. That's exactly what we were talking about yesterday, is those early guys with big money went, this can't lose. These guys print money every season, and it's only going to get bigger as TV goes, and TV has made it a big deal.
What's Jerry Jones' net worth?
$10 billion.
$15.1 billion. I don't know what else he's got.
Well, he was
$10 million of that is his.
He was an oil guy before he bought an NFL team.
Oh boy.
So anyway, tonight, Kansas City at home. Maybe there'll be a Taylor sighting. I don't know. Maybe Sarah can tell us later.
Yeah, I don't have a story on that. You know what? I'll look up her schedule and see.
Okay.
I'm sure I can find that, right?
So I don't normally want to start your day with really bad news, and we try to stay out of especially the politics end of most things. But there was a school shooting yesterday. It was in Georgia. This is one of those scenarios where step aside from just telling you the details of it and just say, in my opinion, this is one of those situations where the parents have to be brought to justice. This child who was 14 that did the shootings and is alive and was arrested and is in jail as we speak, and they're saying they will try him as an adult. But do you remember that kid in Michigan? They tried the parents too and found them guilty. And this is another one of those scenarios where this kid, they went to his house a year ago because there had been threats from this boy at that time. And the father's, and I don't have all the details, so I'm trying not to get too into it, but what I do know is they went to this guy's house. The father did admit, we have hunting rifles here, so there are firearms in the house, and this kid had been questioned about the threats he was making a year ago. And now here we are a year later, and four
people... The worst has happened.
Yes, exactly what you wouldn't want to see this come to. And so I really do feel like, in order for parents to start taking this crap more seriously, they need to be the ones brought to jail.
Yes.
They need to be arrested. And if you've got guns in the house and you're not locking them up, and you think it's funny seeing a five-year-old wave a gun around because, look at it, he's five, whatever, you're going to have to pay a price for this. I don't know. I can't imagine how that father, with the police at his house, questioning about what their son is threatening, doesn't say, we got to get the guns out of the house.
Yeah.
And we got to get this kid some help.
Well, not everybody is a rational person.
Good point.
And I think that irrational people raise irrational people and raise irrational people and raise irrational people and raise if only everyone was level-headed and went, geez, you know, wow, this is very concerning, these thoughts and feelings you're having. And I mean, it's just, you can't trust other people so those other people need to be held accountable. If you have a gun, you should have to sign a document acknowledging that if anyone dies from this gun, it's on you, whether you were holding the gun or not. You're responsible for the custody of this gun.
The FBI in Atlanta says this high school shooter was investigated last year for threats. So this is not a surprise. And I just wanted to put that out there that, in my opinion, you've got to go after the grown-ups in that scenario. A 14-year-old. that had previously made threats at 13. Anyway, that happened yesterday. It was breaking news as we were finishing our show, and I didn't get into it because I didn't know enough.
No, it's rough.
That's the info I've got now, though, and so I just thought I'd make you aware of that, and we'll move on. How about a fast fact?
Okay, I love fast facts. You know that.
There have been two NFL games in the Super Bowl era where a team's defense held an opponent to negative yardage. It hasn't happened in 45 years, but the LA Rams held the Seattle Seahawks to -7 yards in a game in 1979.
Wow, they just crushed them.
And the Oakland Raiders held the Denver Broncos to -5 yards in a game in 1967.
Mm. I like that one.
Yeah. The Exxon Valdez.
I feel like I hear it said Exxon Valdez, but I think it is spelled Valdez, isn't it?
Yeah. Was fixed up after its oil spill in 1989 and stayed in service until 2012. They changed the name, though, to Sea River Mediterranean.
It's okay.
So that it's sounds no longer delightful. Called Exxon Valdez.
I don't know. But let's go with Valdez.
Is now known as Sea River Mediterranean.
Yeah, we don't even have to know what it was called before because now it's Sea River Mediterranean, which just sounds like the place to be. That's where I'd like to be, Sea River Mediterranean. They just throw a bunch of water-sounding words in there.
Isn't that the guy that spilled all that oil? No,
please.
That guy's name.
Nobody even knows how to say that guy's name. This one, Sea River Mediterranean, doesn't it sound like a sunset cruise?
Seems like a great guy.
Oh.
SpongeBob SquarePants was supposed to be named SpongeBoy.
Well, SpongeBoy.
And the show was supposed to be called SpongeBoy Ahoy. Turned out a mop company already owned the trademark on the character SpongeBoy, so they changed it to SpongeBob. A mop
and
company.
And gave him SquarePants. I love SpongeBob. Thing. Yeah, it is a thing. It's definitely, you got to figure that out.
According to a brand new poll, 1/3 of Americans have worked at a fast food place at some point.
You're looking at me. I haven't done that. I have worked in restaurants, but not at fast food. Did you work at a fast food joint?
I did not, but I did work at a restaurant for one day.
Yeah.
According to a recent report, approximately 1 out of every 8 workers in the U.S. has worked for McDonald's specifically at some point in their lives. I think that's great.
Well, Having a job is great.
The early, you get a job early and you get appreciation for money fast.
Yes.
Because you suddenly go, I put in a whole day of work and that's my.
After taxes, I got $31 after 8 hours of work. Actually, that's a lot too. Because back when I was a kid, back in the olden days, I worked places and I think I was making $3.35 an hour. That was minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at a gas station. I'd worked like the whole week and I'd make, you know, $90. Like, okay, thanks.
Well, I did a lot of different jobs before I turned 16. And then when I was kind of legitimately able to work, I got a job at a surf shop, which was at that time, that was the job to have.
Well, yeah, it was everything you cared about.
The coolest job you could get. And I was still making the same crap money.
Do you remember
but,
what you were making? Were you making more than minimum?
No. It was $3.35. Like the minimum wage.
Oh boy.
But that was fine. Everyone else made minimum, but they didn't, you know, they were working at fast food and I got to hang around a surf shop and build skateboards and, you know.
Yeah.
Sell bikinis.
Right.
Whatever else.
You're basically at the beach the whole day.
I did love it. Yes. Yeah. It was exactly.
Yeah, I remember when minimum wage hit $4 an hour. Like, it was like, wow, this is great. It's amazing. Mm.
A study found there are fewer people commuting around 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. now, thanks to more flexible work hours.
Oh, yeah, this is your endless rush hour story.
But what they say here is that there's kind of a mini rush hour all day long now, just a lot more cars on the road. I definitely, normally, I see, I'm seeing it a lot now. On 85 in the morning at whatever time I hit that road, I can't think of it right now, but it's 4 something.
Yeah.
It's already packed with cars. It's not brake lights.
But it's full. You're in traffic.
There's a bunch of cars on the road. And I don't see it as much on 280, but like I randomly took 101. I forget why I had to, but I took 101 home from here. 101 is full of cars. Mm. Full.
The whole length of it.
The whole length of it.
Is it because you had to go to Trader Joe's?
No, no, no. This was last week, but I forget what it was, but remember I came in questioning the new lanes.
Oh, yeah. So this was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but whatever it was, I was on 101 and went, oh my gosh, the lanes are not only open, but I don't think I can be on them. Like a whole thing.
Right. It was like the high occupancy or like the fast track lanes.
It's the fast track lanes. They're.
You going to get one of those accounts? You should.
Christina said I already have one. Oh. I just need the.
You don't even need the little thing. Because now they'll take a picture of your license.
I don't know if you know that. I don't know if that's true. Lanes, are you sure?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not going to. You're right.
We're talking into a mic. We're like, someone could get in that lane and be like, no, Sarah said it's fine.
It'll be fine.
And then they're like, no, you are. What do you mean a picture? Mm. You're on the freeway doing something. You know, they get us at the bridge tolls for sure.
Yes.
I get those pictures.
Yes.
Jerkos. But
if you've got an account, I think it just registers you as an account holder. But yeah, you're right. I don't know. 800-400-3697. Or leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
I think you have to have the little thingy. For lack of a better. Yes, yeah, there's a little fast track thingy little that's in your car that goes. Right.
The activator.
Right.
Anyway. The thingamajiggy, I think it's called.
What we're seeing now is a lot of spread out traffic, but traffic all day. So there's less of a big crunch in the morning. And if I'm saying that as people are like, what are you talking about? I'm at a metering light. I haven't moved in 5 minutes. Sorry. But that's what they're saying in this story.
It is definitely still. It's just that, with it being spread out, maybe it gives a little bit of relief morning and afternoon. But the basic commute is still there. It's just more commute-y all day.
I understand why companies wanted people back into work. And you can see that that's happening as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Including us. Mm-hmm. But I wish there were more companies were like, you know what? For the sake of the Bay Area, people who can stay home should. So there's less people on the road. That's less cars making,
polluting. All the stuff.
Peak procrastination hits at 12:06 p.m. on Mondays. Those of you who like the procrastination may be nodding. Oh, that's right.
Oh. That's a weird time. I would think you're done with your morning's procrastination at 12:06 and you're off to lunch to put off the rest of my day.
They say here, it sounds like people come in from the weekend, shake off the cobwebs, work for a few hours, and then they're over it by lunchtime.
Mm.
Overall, 71% of Americans admit to procrastinating.
Yeah.
Are you a procrastinator?
I am not. Not generally speaking, but sometimes you just don't want to do something. You put it off and you think to yourself, can I just do this tomorrow?
If you
spend so much time thinking about it, you might as well just freaking do it.
I never wait. Ugh. I do it. If anything, I've made mistakes doing it too soon. And then I find myself going,
you got to do that again.
I got to do it again because it wasn't time yet to do that.
It jumped the gun and now you have to do it again.
Some component of it wasn't in place and you gambled and you lost. Do it again. Anyway, the study also asked people what they usually find themselves doing other than the things on their to-do list. And the top responses were...
worry about the stuff that's on my to-do list?
No, watching TV.
Oh, TV.
Scrolling through social media and taking a nap.
Oh, naps. I feel like a nap is definitely a good thing. If you can take a nap, take a nap.
Are you napping these days?
No. I can't take a nap during the day. I try. I try on Fridays to get a nap in.
And can you?
Sometimes. I'm going to doze for a while. It's just hard for me. I get enough sleep at night.
Ah. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. Well, I force myself to get in bed and there are no screens and I lay and read my book.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys have to say. You need the new transponder to get in those lanes.
The transponder. That's the word. Okay.
It has a switch for you. Oh, fudge. It just moved. Hold on. It has a switch for you to put on how many people you have in the car. The number lights up as you drive through and charges you based on that. Jessica, San Mateo, app listener.
Oh, hey.
Good job, Jessica.
Look at her. She knows all the stuff. So you're saying if you got three people in the car, you key that in and then you use that lane for free. But if you are alone in the car, it charges you to use the lane.
510 says, I have the fast track thingy. It stays in my glove box, so it doesn't have to be on the dashboard anymore, but it is necessary in order to be in. That's what I was afraid of, is I wouldn't want anyone thinking they can jump in those lanes and they'll just get a picture of their car.
Right.
Because that would be a lot of pictures, because they're actually dinging you by distance as well, I think.
Yeah.
So it'd be a lot of pictures of your car, like, whoa.
It would be.
You're generating so just a lot registers, of mail.
And I wonder if that person is always a solo driver in their car, and so they don't need to take it out and tell the transponder how many people are in the car.
Here's another one. You do not need a transponder anymore. It is automatic for your license plate. Longtime listener who moved to Vancouver and listens on the
Yeah, you live in Vancouver. We're talking about the high occupancy vehicle lanes that you can pay to be in now.
Yeah, I don't know, but I would want to have the transponder. I'm not looking for trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still nursing a... What ticket did I get?
A red light ticket?
No, it was using your phone, whatever is. Distracted driving or whatever. I don't know.
You need to be hands-free.
My kid. I looked at it, I took the bait and went, can't you leave me alone for 1 minute? I'm like, what?
You know, you can set your phone to not beep you're driving.
I took the bait. Too stupid for words.
They'll even ask you, are you driving? Come on now. You know you're not supposed to touch your phone.
415 says, lanes require transponders versus bridge tolls. Do not. So that's at least, there's that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alexa is biased and Dance with the Stars.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.